Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Halfway through the calendar year. Indeed, the sixth turn of the calendar page is a glorious time. This month, I'm describing the fish in this month. Two fully loaded freight trains on the same track approaching from opposite directions. Expect that this weekend right through the month. It is just going crazy out there. Okay, Flounder, a.k.a. Fluke, have been a little bit temperamental. Back to the southwest winds, water got a little chilly. It is picking up all over. Drum, stripers, blues, big blues are playing, and some tide runner weak fish all over the place. And on a freshwater front, well, just let me tell you something. Largemouth pickerel has just been insane. The snakehead, southwest Jersey, just been insane. Hey, on the freshwater front, even though the youngster has a lot of experience for his young age fishing saltwater with his uncle, shout out to Aaron Celeste, 10.5 years old, future Bassmaster. I say so myself. Ran into him and Mom Sharon at a tackle shop earlier this week, and he availed me with a story of a bass that was this big. And his mom was behind, noting it was even bigger. Spit the hook right there at the bank. But he was fired up, man. He was buying all sorts of bait, getting ready to go. Aaron, that big bass, is waiting for you. Hey, man, the show is really jammed. In fact, the fishing is that good, though. We're going to get to reports in a second segment. Then we're going to continue on. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio, 97.3 ESPN FM, June 1st. Let the good times roll.
This is South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, it's highly unorthodox, but the weather's been that great. The fishing has been getting better and better by the hour, it seems. We're going to hit a couple of reports up and down the Jersey Shore, South Jersey Shore, and just see what's happening before we get to a really jam-packed show. It's going to be a lot about some bass fishing in there, freshwater bass fishing. Joining us on the line right now is Mike Cunningham, Sea Isle Bait and Tackle, 4120 Park Road, otherwise known as Fish Alley, down there in Sea Isle, where things are beyond percolating, almost to the boiling point. Mike, happy weekend. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Tom, good morning. How's everything going?
Lock, cocked, and ready to rock down Sea Isle Way. I understand. Mike, you got all burners going, man. You're firing all cylinders. What's happening?
I'll tell you, the fishing really has been great. Whether you're a surf fisherman, a back bay fisherman, an ocean fisherman, we're catching a little bit of everything. You know, what's been great is just the surf bite. When you have blues and stripers and drumfish all being caught in one day, I mean, how does it get better than that? You know, plus some of these big weak fish we've been seeing, guys targeting weak fish on the regular, whether they're, you know, in the suds down at Coors Inlet or back in the little John boats in the creeks and channels. Mostly throwing bass assassins, Z-Men, Zooms, you know, your standard stuff like that. But we're seeing fish from, you know, a pound and a half to 7-8 pounds regularly.
Mike, would you say the tide runner's making a return?
I guess, but what's weird is I guarantee if we have a lot more big blues than we've seen in years.
Yeah.
If the big blues weren't here, I guarantee we'd be seeing more weak fish. Blues and weak fish don't like each other. So if the blues weren't so prolific right now, we'd be seeing a lot more weaky. So we just got to see how that all plays out. But most guys also are complaining about an 8-pound bluefish.
I'm telling you, I love my blues. I've been missing them. Mike, tell me about the drum and the suds. What's happening?
Yeah, that bite's been real good. It started early this year. Usually, in a normal year, we get a little 1 or 2 week bite before they bite in the Delaware Bay. When the Delaware Bay shuts down, we get another 1 or 2 week bite. Basically, as they're going past, as the ones that go past early, heading up to like maybe Barnegat.
Right.
And then when the ones leave the bay, we get another shot of them. But they just continued to bite this whole spring. Not every day, but every couple of days, we're seeing drum anywhere from little guys in the teens up to maybe like 30 pounds. So real nice fish, from the beach.
Fun fight and great eating.
Better than normal.
Oh, fun fight and great eating. This is great. Mike, in the back, what about the line siders, the bass, the stripers? What's the dealio?
It is insane the amount of stripers around, and I really hope that the government is paying attention, because they literally started biting in February and are still chewing right on through, again, from 12 inches to 42 inches and everything in between, whether you're fishing live eels, live spot, or you're throwing your popping plugs and your crank baits and things like that. I mean, they are just everywhere. Now, it might have slowed down in numbers and size a little from where it was, say, 2-3 weeks ago, but I have guys who, that's all they do. They go striper fishing, and it's just been excellent. And if this year's like years in the past, it's going to continue right on through until December.
Christ, Mike, you're making me sweat here. One last thing before I let you go, little brother. What about the flatties in the back, the pounders? What's happening?
Okay, so this is one thing, a little tip that I've, some of my, you know, little, my charter boat guys are doing. We're seeing bait really high in the water column, 2, 3, maybe 4 foot. So what guys are doing is they're fishing a bucktail on the bottom with a strip. Maybe it's mackerel, herring, whatever. And then 2 to 3 feet off the bottom, they're putting a dropper loop with maybe a 3-0 or a 4-0 octopus hook and putting the biggest minnow they can find.
There you go.
So it's way, it's a lot higher than what would be normal. So that bucktail's on the bottom bouncing around, and up about, you know, your waist high, you have a single minnow, and it seems high for flounders. But I'm telling you right now, that's been the ticket.
From Sea Isle Bait and Tackle, bada bing, bada boom. Hey, Cunningham, the Rack and Fin Radio motto, they don't hesitate when you show them live bait. I've been living that for decades. Well, Mike, do me a favor. Give that website, phone number, please go.
SeaIsleBaitandTackle.net, and our number here is 609-263-6540, and we're on all social media platforms.
And how's your wonderful family, Mike? Everything good?
Everybody's doing good. We're just trying to get out there and do a little fishing ourselves.
That's impossible. I'll see you next week, Mike.
Have a good day.
Let's jump it up to Captain Dave the Rave Showell, Absecon Bay Sportsman Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon. I have to remember about Captain Dave. He got to tackle him between the tackle shop being jammed and the crab shed, which is alive with soft shells. They're just busting out. We have time for a quick report. Captain Dave, what's happening? We'll talk about the crabs another time. Well, go. What's on the rod and reel end?
Oh, what's not on the rod and reel end? Anything you want to catch right now.
Does that mean even I can catch fish? Is that what you're saying?
You could catch fish. We went from just a terrible, terrible, you know, May, and then now we're just finally, the weather's broken. We had that beautiful Memorial Day weekend last week, and now we're looking for another good one. And I'll tell you, the stripers are here. Everybody forgets them because those flatfish keep taking all their attention, and everybody is doing really well with them. But right now, the stripers are migrating north, and you know, you might want to get up early in the morning. But if you look at the ocean temperature, it's still in the mid to high 50s. It ain't really, ocean ain't broke 60 yet. So those stripers are here and hungry.
That is bass water, man. Oh boy.
Now, but besides that, you know, the bluefish have invaded just about all the bays. It's not a massive, massive run, but there's plenty to be caught. There's a lot of big ones. You know, so you catch a couple of big ones on within a day. You know, I haven't heard of too much really, you know, school and surface action, but I'm selling tons of mackerel and mullet, you know, for the guys that'll soak bait for them. And they're coming along good. Yeah, there's some over 10 pounds out there. I even caught one myself.
Oh, man. And that's fun. And that's fun.
But the flounder has been good. It's flounder. The water's been cold. It's warming up now.
Yep.
Getting better reports every day. That's for sure. But
hot flatty bait, Cap. Hot flatty bait. Go.
Well, hot flatty bait. Well, it's cheddar crabs. That's the hot one. Everybody thinks that's only catches weak fish. And
perch.
perch, it's actually, it beats bloodworms. It beats some. Grass shrimp, it's probably a toss-up. But I'll give you a hint. You know, cheddar crabs are expensive. But right here, I got extremely fresh, well, we call them still soft shells because they just ain't moving. We're not still cheddar crabs, but those stills work just as good as the liveliest crab because you'll cut them in pieces anyway. But you know the price is right, and it does catch everything. And flounder, right now we're in the middle of the shed, so that's what the That's what all the fish
got
in their noses.
Hey, Cap, listen to me.
Matching the hats.
Listen, I'm going to have a list here, I'm sure, from the people here at the station, the big Town Square building here, for your soft shell. So I'll be there next week. Just have a case ready for me, Cap.
I got cases right now. This has been it's extremely good start to it. Right now, today, anybody, what you can come down and get as much as you want. We got the freshest. You can come watch them bust out in the tanks, and I got the best prices and by far the best and the softest soft shells you'll find anywhere.
Okay, Cap, we'll see you next week, man. Best to everybody.
Okay, thanks for having me, and I will be here.
You're the man. We're wrapping it up Great Bay Way with Chris DePinka at Empire Fishing and Tackle, Route 9 southbound, right there in Tuckerton. Chris DePinka, what's happening in Great Bay, brother?
Hey, Tom, we have a fishery that's on fire. Everything is just hitting. So nice. Our striper bite's fantastic. We're catching them in the Mullica, still dragging eels. Stripers are moving out some. The clam is the key bait for the striper right now. While you're fishing for the stripers, you're probably going to end up getting some bluefish also. Bays are packed and beginning to move out a little bit. We should be able to get them on the troll very soon. Fluke fishing has been fantastic.
Yep.
Minnows and squid, if you're going to use live bait out there. In the bay, you're usually going to be best. Find your drop-offs, find your holes. The gulp colors are nuclear chicken, pink, shine, and white. Those are the three primary colors that have been producing quite nicely. Sea bass. Got to talk about sea bass for a minute. Sea bass, we're going about 60 foot of water. Throw a clam on, a diamond jig. Get yourself on a wreck. You should be able to put a bunch of sea bass in the boat also.
Now, that's good eating, too, man. I like the Topinka. I love the drop and reel. That's what I'm all about. Dee Marie, my lovely Dee Marie, she likes the tog, you know, the strategy or a tog fishing. Nah, man, drop it down, reel it. It's like blowfish. Drop it down, reel it up in the bucket.
in the bucket. Sea bass tacos for dinner.
Okay, Chris, take care, man. We'll see you guys soon.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah. Have a great day.
Yep. Okay, reports out of the way. Out of the way. Fishing is hot on the salt front. We'll be talking some bass coming up next couple of seconds. New hook company out. Not new, been around, making it into this era called Spear Point. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com. Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. New York City looks to be putting the Second Amendment to the test once again. 53-year-old Francisco Valerio caught two people shoplifting liquor bottles from his liquor store in Queens. After ejecting them, a scuffle ensued, leading to Valerio trying to pistol whip one of the attackers. That's when Valerio's gun went off, striking and wounding one attacker. Those thieves are under arrest. But now Valerio is being charged with both assault and criminal possession of a firearm, even though the prosecutor admits Valerio had a valid concealed carry permit. Valerio's neighbors are rallying to his side, saying New York City continues to be soft on crime. The United Bodegas of America is demanding charges against Valerio be dropped, saying he was defending his business and his employee, and that the perpetrators targeted Valerio's store in the past. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Hey, now we're a few weeks on Rack and Fin Radio trying to introduce a new product. Some have been out there that we haven't used before. But I'll tell you, and we've done the rods, we've done the reels, done some lines, doing some hooks right now in this segment. Specifically, more tuned to the bass market. As we know, Jersey has some incredible bass anglers. Also, Bass Classic winner, Iaconelli. We have some other great guys, I'll tell you. But when you're talking about bass fishing, you talk about hooks, except for maybe the tuna guys and the fly guys, the bass anglers are the most esoteric, painstaking, pain-in-the-ass people you ever want to fish with. And we all know that. Came across a gentleman fishing with his, I said, man, that is one weird-ass-looking hook. He said, dude, let me tell you something. you get a fish on this, you turn this, he ain't getting off. I said, so we're back and forth. I made a few casts with his rod, nailed a nice bass on a worm. Come to find out, the name of the company is Spearpoint, based in California. Did some digging around, made a call, spoke with Eric Hennessy, president and CEO. They're, again, based there in Central California. He and his partner, Art Nubarian, came up with the idea of getting into the hook, of all things, getting into the hook business, especially the bass market hook business. Let me tell you, the research I've done, they are doing gangbusters. They started this, I think, in 2017 and debuted the product in ICAST back in 2020, 4 years ago. Well, going to be 4 years. But I'll tell you, this is something new. They're very weird. They're so unorthodox looking, but the logic is there in the physics of it. And Eric Hennessy's on the line right now. Very nice of him to come on Ragavan. He's way over there on the West Coast. Talk about these spear point hooks. You got a, Eric, I have a whole lineup of hooks in the repertoire. And I use them before, just like this guy said, I guess, I don't know if he's on your pro staff or what, didn't even ask. Even in, I didn't even ask where he got them. But Eric, this is, it's just a weird looking hook. Can you explain it, please?
Yeah, of course. Well, first, thanks for having me on the show. It's pretty awesome to be on.
More than welcome. More than welcome. This is we always try to debut stuff or introduce new, and this is so off the, not off the, avant-garde looking. Again, it form follows function. I know that from being in the automotive design business for some years. And this seems to follow that to a T, but have you had, listen, we're going to give the website and then the Facebook so you can see these hooks. Have you had any, like, feedback, like, why do they look like this?
that's one of the most common questions we get, and it's honestly one of the best questions we can get, because it's a talking point for us. You know, the shape of our hook, like we talked about before, is it's based on physics. You take the lowest point and application of torque and pressure from the fish pulling against the hook, and you pulling against the fish, the hook's in the middle. Well, it sinks to the lowest point, and that's the V of our hook. It's shaped like a V, the V grip technology.
Okay.
You take a regular J hook or just a circle hook, and the analogy I like to use is you put a marble in a bowl. So blow that hook up real big, and it's the same shape as a bowl, and it moves. What's the marble going to do? It's going to move along with it. You put the marble inside of a V. It's what's going to do. It's going to sink in that V, and that hook can just rotate on there, and it acts as a wedge. And the harder that fish pulls inside that V, the more it gets stuck. And it may look silly. It may look whatever, what people call all kinds of names. And I just, talk your smack and try it and then come back and tell me. And literally every single person that's tried them, especially our finesse hooks, our GP finesse and our Fury flips.
Talk about especially the finesse I want to get in because that's more my game, or I play at that game, as people who know me well say. But this Fury flip, that's an entity into itself. Go into the design of that, the purpose of that, and how the feedback's been.
Yeah, the Fury flip is our big dog hook. That thing is made for just wreaking havoc on fish that are in mats and when you're flipping and pitching. We got guys down in Florida that just swear by that hook, and Florida is the mecca capital of heavy cover bass fishing, that and the California Delta. And those two places are just in the South. My business partner lives in the South and lives in Alabama.
Right there, man.
Yeah, he lives on the Coosa River. He's like 45 minutes south of Guntersville. It's anyone that touches those hooks and just be is open minded. Just try it. Yeah, it may look different, but in reality, it's not that different. If you hold our hook up and you hold a regular hook up, the only difference is the bottom half and a little bit of an angle. When I cover that V up, you can't tell what hook it is. It's the same thing. All the magic happens in the V of our hook.
And that's in that split second, in that fish turning, whatever, correct?
Yeah, we got, one of the things that happened when we designed this thing is, and it was kind of unintentional, the fish double penetrate themselves, and we call it the staple effect. Now it's going to take on its own name,
and I like that.
It goes back in, and it looks like this big ass industrial strength staple on the outside of a fish's mouth, and they can't escape it. It's it's pretty awesome.
Joining us on the Rakuten line this morning is Eric Hennessy, President CEO, Spear Point Hooks, based in California. Again, we try to get some new product information out there. Had the opportunity to try these hooks at Blue P. It worked for me. I mean, I just had it the one time. I have an order in because the guy wanted his rod back, and there you go. The guy said, hey, dude, could I have my he had a loose speed outfit. Oh. Let me tell you something. I was tempted, hey, let me try this a little bit longer. But you mentioned Alabama. I'm a Lake Jordan fan. Listen to me.
Oh, okay.
If these can stand up to those badass spotted bass on there, you got a customer for life, man, because those things are treacherous.
Dude, that's all we have out here in the West. So I'm in Central California. I'm right smack dab in the middle in the agriculture area. Mm-hmm. And all I have out here is deep water reservoirs, and that's what it is. It's big old spots. We got, some big spotted bass, 5, 6 pound, 8 pound. I got a buddy caught a 9 pounder.
They grow huge out there. I remember, I forget which lake, was it Castaic or whatever, years ago. They were using these. I said, I don't catch trout that big. And I put them in a frying pan. They're using 12 inch, Castaic, or whatever those big plastic swim baits are. They look like rainbow trout. My
puppies.
God.
Yeah. That's big around here. Swim baiting that's a big West Coast thing. Some guys, man.
Back to the hooks. You have your standard offset worm hook, which I'm a fan of here, is the straight shank worm hook. And then you have the GP finesse. You have the weedless GP finesse. That looks pretty awesome for like wacky rigging and eco and stuff. Go into that.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same hook as our regular GP finesse. There's the weed guard on there. And the GP finesse, that is by far probably that and the Fury Flip are our two best-selling hooks. GP finesse kind of started the company. That's what we debuted at ICAST in 2020. Mm-hmm. And that hook is just proven itself time and time again for drop shot, for Nico rig, for wacky rig. It's truly a special hook when you got guys, and this isn't no BS. This is multiple people telling us, some over 50 fish, and I have a couple that are over 100 fish without losing one.
That's amazing.
Two of those guys they fished the Bassmaster Elites that told me this, so I 100% believe what they said.
Okay, Eric, one thing important, because I was involved way back when with the chatterbait, met the guys at the Bassmaster Classic when I was in Pittsburgh. Then we ended up having the Z-Man account, Z-Man, but whatever. But chatterbait, spinnerbaits, buzzbaits, trailer hooks are vital. I see what looks like an absolutely deadly trailer hook in your repertoire here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that trailer hook is just like every other hook, man. It's special. Anything with V-grip on there, our V-grip is going to be special. It's going to just make a big difference. You know, we really take the word performance seriously. And my partner, being from the automotive background, always uses analogies like, listen, man, if you're going to go to a racetrack, you're not going to want to drive some 19-whatever car. You want to drive the new Ferrari or the new whatever it is if you're going to go around the track, the race car. And that's the same thing. You put performance into automotive, it needs to go into fishing as well and make a hook that's actually built to perform and give you the advantage over your competition, especially if you compete. Every fish in the boat's a possibility of a dollar earned.
A paycheck? Or like you said in your mission statement, just about having fun. I mean, I like to catch you. You lose a fish here and there, that's expected. But when again, people, it's me, all right, we know that. When you lose a bunch, that tends to be a pain in the ass. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of that, point technology on these spear points, go into that, please.
The technology on our points, we have chemically sharpened points on there. The beauty of our points is they're not going to rip the fish a new hole. They're not going to get ripped a new one. It's going to be just a nice, clean hole that goes through there and sinks them to the V. There's no shredding. There's no stretching. It's just penetration to the V, and that is it. It goes right. It sucks in the V grip, and it's stuck there.
Listeners, the product is Spear Point Hooks. They're based in California. Before we get to how people get more information, I just have to ask you. So I've been in business for decades. young guys, young throats, maniacal fishermen, we get that. The entrepreneurial spirit, we get that. But the attrition rate, I see it every year. I did, what, 20? Well, AFMA. This is how old I am. AFMA, then to ICAST. The attrition rate, as you know, and I'm sure you did the research on this because you guys are, you know, entrepreneurs, you're scientists, what have you, is very extremely high in the fishing tackle business. Making that plunge, you really believe in your heart and soul and the bank and whatever, believe that you had a winning idea, correct? When did you decide to make that plunge, man?
It's funny that this company was founded. Yeah, the attrition rate is absolutely horrible. You know, companies come and go like there's nobody's business, and they just disappear.
Like dandelions. Like they're up and they're gone. Yeah.
You blow on it and it's gone, yeah. No, we developed this company. Art and I were fishing partners in, out here in the West, and we were winning a pretty big circuit out here. And it came down to a couple lost fish right at the boat. You know, you dump those 5-pounders, 4-pounders, whatever it is, and it puts you. Yeah, and that happens over the course of 2 or 3 tournaments. It starts eating at you, and then it takes you down in points where you're not winning anymore. And it's a competitive thing inside everyone's heart, especially mine and my partners, where we don't like to lose, especially when it was something that could have been avoided. And it was like 3 in the morning on the way to Lake McClure out here.
Mm-hmm. I know, yeah.
We shook on the idea. We had some ideas, shook hands, and told each other's ideas, and started hitting the drawing board that next week. And it took about 2.5 years to develop it. But it's fishing industry is tough. Don't get me wrong. It's not all bells and whistles over here. It's a grind, especially having a new hook. But it's awesome. I mean, we've expanded. We got in big box stores. We're in mom and pop stores across the U.S.
I made some calls around the country to old Langland friends I know, writers and friends I know, radio guys I know. And yes, you have them over there? Look, they're going to be in Jersey pretty soon, I guess. But listen, go, what's it, spearpoint.com?
Spearpointhooks.com.
Spearpointhooks.com. What about a Facebook page?
Yeah, Spearpoint Hooks, Spearpoint Performance Hooks, or Spearpoint—I don't know. Spearpoint Performance Hooks is where you can find us. And if you guys can give us a follow, we would much love the support.
Now, here's the thing, though. I always ask this: you're in the business, you're in a design business. You test them here and there. Do you actually get to fish much now that you're in it full time?
No, my partner's kids are grown. I got little kids, man, so that's kind of daddy duties. I got softball and swim and soccer on the weekends, but when I can, I'll hit the water. It's okay. I get out when I can. I get my line wet when I can.
Yeah, you're not going to lose a fish with these listeners. Spearpoint Performance Hooks, I'm telling you, they're going to be taking this area by storm if they haven't already. The guys in the know are using them, like the gentleman I ran into. So check it out. Eric, one more time with that website, please. And office have a phone number. Go.
Yeah, it's spearpointhooks.com. SPEARPOINT hooks.com.
Okay, you take care, brother. Good luck.
Yes, sir. I'll
see you at ICAST, one of these shows.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to seeing you soon.
You'll hear me come when I'm coming down the aisle with floor shakes. Take care, brother. Be good. Spearpoint Hooks. I mean, I just they look just so weird. I know he says it looks like a regular hook just in the middle. It's just so weird looking, man. Absolutely weird looking. Okay, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Attention South Jersey restaurant owners. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 has teamed up with Seize the Deal to bring incredible half-price restaurant deals to our listeners. Here's your chance to promote your business on WPG and Town Square Media's group of 6 stations here in South Jersey. Want to bring an entire new group of customers to your front door? Call Mike Rubel at 609-645-9797. That's 609-645-9797.
Fox News. I'm Deborah Valentine. Former President Trump's attorney Todd Blanch on Fox's Hannity. Blanch plans to appeal Mr. Trump's 34-count conviction in his hush money trial.
We're going to do whatever we can. There's no option that we're slamming the door on. This has been a travesty of justice for over a year and a half.
Blanch says, if possible, the appeal will first go directly to the Supreme Court. Trump's sentencing is scheduled for July 11th. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox Business the bottom line why he is calling on Manhattan DA Bragg, who brought the Trump charges, to testify in front of Congress.
Everyone knows we have a weaponized justice system, a weaponized government. The agencies that are supposed to serve we the people have been turned on we the people. That's the real problem.
Democrats reacted saying no one is above the law, including the former president. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For today, mostly sunny and very warm. A beautiful start to the weekend with a high of 86. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 56. For tomorrow, sunshine mixing in with some clouds with a high of 86. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and warm with a couple showers in the area with a low of 66. I'm AccuWeather's Kaitlyn Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We got a June 1st and 2nd. Yeah, that was Spear Point Performance Hooks. Try, man. Try them with the plastic. I'm going to try some. When I get my order in. Man, get that check now. I don't do stuff over the computer with send a number. No. In the mail it goes. Snail mail it goes. But I'm going to try them on some of these with saltwater plastics here, like the RT, the Mr. Twister RT slug, like that, and some of these Kettle Creek paddles, man. These hooks look badass, and I understand the engineering behind them, finally. But let's keep talking bass, man. It is the post-spawn period. We were fishing the other day. Still saw a couple of bass on beds, still some bluegills on the beds. For the most part, the retreat is on, the mating is over, and this can be not an easy time to pick up some largemouth and smallmouth. Put in a call to a good friend of Rack and Fin Radio, a regional bass pro, Eric Slinsky. He just finished a tournament. So let's talk some posts. But now we had the full moon, I realize that, the rain, the water's this color, whatever. Bass are being really, really touchy. Some post-spawn tactics, especially on the smaller South Jersey waters and the ones that are pretty heavily pressured. Ersinski, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Lock, cocked, and ready to rock. Catching some bass here in our Barton outfit. A guy at one of these spear point hooks, I told him a couple of days ago, I tried. I said, hey, man, I got to check these things out. But back to the post-spawn, as we spoke about it, it can be a pretty touchy time, correct?
It sure can. Yes. No, it can be challenging as those fish slide out deeper, for sure.
Now, you're fishing recently down at Susquehanna Flats, correct? I know you fished the regional tournament trail here there with Slay Nation, BFL, et cetera. At this point in time, in the post-spawn period, a lot of factors come into play, do they not?
They do. One of my favorite patterns, if you will, would be mimicking bluegill this time of year. Mm-hmm. I feel that as those bluegills are spawning or getting done spawning, if you can get some bigger bites working in the that area off of bluegill beds with either a bluegill crankbait or a chatterbait or something like that imitating bluegill.
Is it an aggressive approach?
It is, but it seems to be an early morning approach. When the sun really gets up, that seems to die off. But if you're there early, that could be something that's something that you could get to work for sure.
Now, Eric, will that parlay into the late afternoon, into dusk, into early evening, the lower light period?
Both of the lower light periods, yeah. When those fish slide up to, especially some of the bigger ones, will slide up to see if they can get a nice bluegill meal.
Now, on some, except for, I guess, Union Lake and a couple others, we have South Jersey waters, as you know, pretty shallow. One of our best bass lakes, Parvin Lake down there and Parvin State Park, I think has a maximum depth of 6.5 or 7 feet. Playing to that note, how in the post, where there are not many places for them to go? Are you looking for grass? Are you looking for laydowns? What's the dealio?
Well, they're always looking for grass, right? So, but if you have a lake that's full of grass, you got to find something else most of the time, right? So,
mm-hmm.
you do kind of what I would call combinations or transitions, right? If you have like heavy grass, then you have some rock in that grass. That would obviously be something to target. Or if you find a lay down or, you know, some wood in between the grass to create some clearance, right? That would be the spot to target.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, as we transition to summer, I am always partial to current, any kind of fresh water source that maybe would bring cooler water into the lake.
Uh-huh.
Or a reservoir would be a good area to target. And then, you know, pay attention to the winds that day and see whether some current breaks.
Yeah, our wind. Wind is, to me, I call it the numbing factor. I mean, I'm pretty slow to begin with, but my mind goes totally numb, especially when the wind's changing directions here and there. Now, I understand you do pretty well with surface stuff, like the buzzbaits and stuff in the wind. Is that true?
Well, sure. If there's already some disturbance on the surface, you could get away with some more aggressive presentations, right? Something that does make a little bit more noise. But that does, ironically, that can work in the calm as well.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year, you know, the shad should start spawning when the water temps reaches around 70 as well. So in those very low light conditions, when shad are spawning, if you could find, you know, areas where there's small pebble rocks, they have a tendency to like to spawn on top of that type of, you know,
right,
very small, fine rocks in the shade. They don't ever spawn in direct sunlight, right? So it's always a low light condition situation, but a mm-hmm. walking bait or a buzz bait, something to imitate, you know, even a swim bait, something to imitate, you know, a shad could be, you know, a good way to approach it.
Yeah, Eric, some of our lakes down here with the fish ladders, we got gizzard shad all over the place. And the growth of the bass attests to how, you know, except for alewife herring, I mean, they're about as nutritious as you can get for, you know, largemouths.
And they can be pretty tricky, too, because, like, size does matter, right? So, you know, mm-hmm. I've been out there where, you know, why would they eat a buzzbait on this day, but they don't eat a whoppa flopper or a walking bait? And so you do have to kind of go through your progression and be open-minded, because what worked yesterday doesn't mean it's going to work today.
Mm-hmm.
And they are kind of, I guess you'd say, picky. Where if you can kind of unlock that or figure that out for the day, it seems, you know, it seems to work for the day, but it's completely different the next day.
Yeah,
right?
Yep. Joining us on the Rock and Fin line this morning is Eric Slinsky, regional bass pro. We're talking the post spawn, the transition, so to speak, some tactics at work. Don't worry, Eric, you say you fish a lot of weightless wackies or whatever?
Sure, that's kind of when all else fails, right? And you really are in a bind. That is like the number one go to, you know, get out of jail free card.
I like that.
No fail. I fish with a lot of like my nephews and their friends, and they're younger, right? They're 8, 10, 9, 11, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're, you know, it's very easy to teach a youngster. You could just set them up with a weightless wacky. It doesn't get stuck very well, right? Doesn't get caught on anything that often. And you can have them fish from the back of the boat very effectively. And by the end of the day, it's always uncanny. They might not catch as many fish as you,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to get a good bite. They're going to get a good fish on that, and it makes their day. So if you're ever fishing with youngsters, that would be my go-to presentation for sure.
All right, one of the things you said intrigues me because I'm a big fan of this, the spook. I love walking the dog. And shout out to Larry Dahlberg there, way up there. Was he somewhere right in Minnesota or something like that? Reiki, I forget where Larry lives. Was out there a couple of times. His, the whopper plopper, the walking dog, this versus the whopper plopper straight retrieve. When do you pick one over the other? What conditions are there? Go.
Well, I always prefer the walking dog. I feel like you can work that in calmer water. But I don't know why the fish choose which one they choose. You got to try them both, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's no magic way to figure it out other than try them both. And if one doesn't work, try the other. And if the other one doesn't work, try the other. So you just got to – why you have multiple rods? That's why you have multiple baits tied on at a time, because you – don't know until you know.
Eric, for the plastics, match the hatch type thing, or this color, like you see the chartreuse, you see the bubblegum pinks. What do you think?
Well, I think those bubblegum pinks are extremely popular in the early spring and in the spawning area. You know, but as we kind of transition out of that, I feel like it becomes slightly less effective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're bed fishing or fishing for spawning fish, you know, part of the operation there is to annoy them or aggravate them into striking. I feel like pink can do that. Plus, you're sight fishing, you want to see your bait on the bed. But if you transition out of that, I think they bite, especially high-pressured waters, like yeah. South Jersey has to offer.
Yeah.
I think you do have to go a little bit more natural sometimes. And I pretty much just do a lot of green pumpkin, and then, you know, if it's sunny and not cloudy, then I like to throw some sort of flake in there, sometimes red, sometimes purple, and whatever you're in the mood for.
All right, one color I haven't seen in years now, maybe they stopped making it, the two colors, tequila, which I always thought were staples, tequila sunrise and June bug. Did they just go away?
No. The tequila sunrise is a lot like morning dawn. They're very similar, and that is still a go-to color early in the morning, clear water. Right? So if you have, and like a Manitowan Reservoir, for example, down there, you know, waters that are clear, you have about 5, 6, 7 feet of visibility. That is still a go-to presentation for myself, especially early in the morning. And as the sun comes up, I'll maybe shy away from it.
All right, let's key again on these heavily pressured waters. Your selection of tackle, more importantly, the lines, mono, fluorocarbon, braid, right tail. Now, we're not talking frog fishing people here where you got to tie that braid to that frog. You ain't getting it back, especially with a bass attached. What's your approach?
So I go with 15-pound braid, generally high visibility so I can see if my line jumps, to 8-pound fluorocarbon.
Mm-hmm.
For most of my, let's say, weightless wacky or drop shot approaches. And so I feel like 8 is a good mix where, you know, you're going to get a natural fall rate on your baits. The thinner diameter allows that to happen. But it's still strong enough that you're not going to lose. They're not going to snap 8 mm-hmm. pound. I know some guys that use 6, but I think that's overkill. And I've been out there where a gentleman was using 12 on like a weightless wacky approach, and I was using 8, and I was catching 2 to 3 to 1 versus what you were catching.
Yeah.
And the same exact Senko, right? It's not the color. It wasn't that. It was just that fall rate.
That's it,
more natural with the thinner line.
Or when do you use mono, or do you?
I will use mono on a walking a dog. We kind of talked about that, you know, but that's because mono still floats, and fluorocarbon does not. So the only time I really break it out is for, like, walking the dog or some topwater presentations that you can't have that line sink. And then, you know, when you walk your dog, it gets hooked on the line and becomes very annoying. So that's how you prevent that from happening.
Garrick, since you're up against a hard break, listeners, fishing the transition, the post-spawn, they're going out. So, Eric, let's talk. We only have a minute left here. I'm intrigued by the name, Slay Nation. Go into that.
Yeah, sure. So it's a national organization, but every state has their own club. So for New Jersey, for example, that's what I fish is Slay Nation, New Jersey. It's electric motor only and aluminum boat. So no fiberglass boats, right? So that doesn't matter if you got yourself a little 10-footer or if you got yourself an 18-foot express like myself. As long as it's a metal aluminum boat and you're only using your trolling motor, you're all welcome. So right now I think we're up to 49 members, so we're kind of getting up there. And
wow.
We'd like to have more.
Yeah, well, how do people find out about this, bro? Go!
SlayNationTournamentFishing.com. Go check it out, SlayNationTournamentFishing.com. Pick your state that interests you and come on board.
Eric Slinsky, thanks for joining us. This is Fishing the Transition. The bass bites here. It's always going on. It's always going on, but they can get really testy, touchy, and persnickety at times, and hopefully you get some tips here. Eric, by the way, we're going fishing when, bro? When are we going, man?
All right.
When are we going? Give me your boss's extension. You're going to get a couple of days off. Come on. I'll talk to you off the air, brother. You take care, man.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, the economic cost of a cancer diagnosis is worsening in the U.S. We'll examine why. Also, millennials are behind on their savings. Could they wind up being the generation that never retires? Hear what experts are saying. Plus, how to take a European vacation the way the Europeans do it. And suddenly, the Great Salt Lake is part of a giant aquatic comeback. That and more coming up on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Well, I'll be remiss if I don't mention a super, super kids fishing tournament tomorrow. I know extremely short notice, but hey, with the weather, we have great weather finally coming in. It is the, oh man, I just love this. The Nuncy Bruno Kids Bluefish Tournament out of the iconic Chestnut Net Boatyard. Right there, exit 48 coming southbound of the Garden State Parkway. Join us on the line right now for a few minutes to talk about this super event. Chestnut Net's been around 48 years. Minga Mort, Mary Mother of God. I remember when I first moved down here is Violet Meyer, co-owner of Chestnut Net Boatyard. Violet, glad to have you on Rockin' Fin Radio. Been a long time, young lady.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yep, still here, still kicking.
So you're still rocking and rolling. Who are you kidding, girl? Well, get us in on this tournament. Kid, now you expanded, I understand. It's at a little later date. I remember it was used to be in May, and you expanded the menu. Go ahead, girl, go!
Yeah, it's June 2nd. Fishing starts at 7. It's for kids 16 and under. To try to get the kids interested in fishing, maybe that wouldn't go any other time.
Right.
And this year it's fluke, perch, and bluefish. That way if it's a little windy or something, you can still get up the river.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if the bluefish don't happen to be there, you can still catch a fluke. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good turnout. And
this is great. Yeah. Now, people can sign up, this afternoon, this morning, tomorrow morning? What's the deal?
Sure, you can sign up even the day of the tournament. It's for kids, so it's kind of low-key. We let them sign up, you know, all the way up to 7, 8 o'clock if they want in the morning.
Wow, there's still some big-ass white perch there, man. Oh, I know.
I weighed in my biggest one ever this year. You know, on the scale, people talk about 2-pound perch, but this was 2.11 weighed in.
Whoa!
So that's a big one. That's a real big perch.
Was that you don't have to just I can't see it over here naturally, but I could just tell by Violet's response. Was that a hay roter?
It's a river fish.
There you go.
Know, fishermen never tell, but yeah, it was a river fish.
Okay, Violet.
So
now
somewhere
this tournament is in what anniversary is it? I remember this from. It's been going on for a couple of decades now, hasn't it?
I think it's the 25th, because when my dad passed away, we wanted to do something in memory of him. So mm-hmm. we knew that he loved the kids and loved to see them come out and, you know, go fishing, of course. So I think it's the 25th annual.
Yeah, this is one of my fondest memories of visiting Chestnut Neck. Mama Ann and her cart going around the marina checking things out. I miss your mom, but she was wonderful.
Yeah, making hoagies, making subs and trying to...
Yeah, they carry hoagies, people. They came with a heart and lung machine. Trust me on that. They were packed. Hey, Vi, listen, you have an incredible list of sponsors that have been with you from the get-go. Name them if you can.
We have Cito, Abseekin, Sportsman Club. I can't think of them all right now.
I know. I saw the list. I said,
Tackle. Yeah, there's lots and lots of local vendors that help out with that. Yep.
Okay, so are there boundaries to where the youngsters can fish?
No. As long as they're back in time for the weigh-in, which I think is 12 to 1. No, they can go in the boat. They can go by land. No boundaries.
Okay, Violet, when the kids sign up, what are they getting? Are there goodies in the forms of refreshments? What do you got?
Oh, yeah, there's tons of prizes. Everybody gets a goodie bag with some, you know, rigs in it and coupons for ice cream and all, a really nice goodie bag. And there's a T-shirt in there for everyone. Also, there's cash prizes, you know, for the winners. And we go out to fifth place with cash. And then there's lots of other prizes, rods and reels. And
nice.
Really nice prizes. Yep.
Okay, what about any munchies involved here? Go, go, go.
Oh, yeah. It's all the healthy stuff. Hot dogs and the families are invited to join in. So there's hot dogs, soda, potato chips, cupcakes. And then they all run around, you know, on sugar high.
Oh, by the way, listeners, these are gluten-free cupcakes. Not. Hey, listen. Especially with the hot dogs and cupcakes. Kids up to 69 years old are eligible, correct?
16, yes, 16.
You sure not?
No, not that other number.
Okay, Vaya, do me a favor. Give that phone number, website, that people that want to get involved last minute. Go, what do you got?
Come on. Okay, it's chestnutneckboatyard.com, all one word, and it's 609-652-1119 is the phone number.
Violet Meyer, great to talk to you again. Hey.
All right.
By the way, I worked on 3 or 4 boat shows this year. I did not see you at AC. Did we miss days, or you found out what days I was working, or you didn't just come down that aisle?
Yeah, we were avoiding you. No, I didn't. I was sunning myself in Florida this year. I did not go.
Good for you, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, you finally took a break.
I did.
Hey, how's that great crew down there?
Great. Everybody's doing great. We're all ready to go. We got all the baits. Shutter crabs, blood worms.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'll tell you one thing. Tons. They talk about bloods and the whole bit. The number one white perch bait, especially if you're a big white perch, shedder crab, man. You just can't
shedder
beat
crabs.
It.
Yeah.
I catch fish with it, people.
I know. If there's no shedder, I don't want to go.
Okay, Violet, shedder listen. If I show up, is my time limited? Because I know your property value will go down if I'm there too long.
Now, we'll let you in for a short amount of time.
Take care, Vi. Good to see you. Good to talk to you again. See you.
See
you. Violet Meyer, Chestnut Neck Boat, you're a great place. That'll do it for this week. And Rock and Fin Radio, get out there and enjoy. This weather is just spectacular. A little windy here and there, but so what? A little rain shower here. So what? Get out there and enjoy. The weather's magnificent. The fishing is out of sight. As always, man. Hey, man. Like, my lovely Dee Marie, she's still flinging some arrows here and in between the gardening and the fishing. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Please get out, especially with families and youngsters. Get out and enjoy. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio.